This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Saturday show, we're talking with Sandy Gurdes of Litchfield. Sandy, thank you so much for joining us here on the Saturday Horse Show. Tell us a little bit about your operation there near Honey Bend.
We've been breeding, running, selling, trading, training horses for probably 35 years. We barrel race in Pole Bend, and we've got a lot of super nice Dash for Cash, Special Effort, King horses, you know, just pretty much Pacific Bailey, just a lot of the top bloodlines right now. We've got I've got a stud horse that's a grandson of Dash to Fame, and he's out of my little two-time reserve world champion. We've got Dad's got another stud horse. It's a Streak of La Jolla. We've just got several good prospects. We've got just about every age, every color, every make and model you can imagine.
Is there a breed you're specifically involved with?
Quarter horse.
Why?
They're the fastest thing there is in a quarter of a mile. So we got to have a speed. We got to have something with a brain. So we breed as best we can. We got that, my Dash the Same stallion is throwing a lot of really smart, really athletic. I can see why the Dash the Same are really hot right now. He's, his granddad is, I think, 13-time barrel horse producing sire of the world. And I can see why, because the ones we've got out of him are just amazing. My stud horse is Palomino, and he's throwing color, just really pretty babies, and we just love them.
You mentioned the quarter horse and their speed. Does that pure raw speed, does that, is a hindrance perhaps in, say, barrel racing and pole bending?
You want to have that speed. Quarter horses are built so they're stocky, and they're super good for the turn, where, you know, a thoroughbred's more for the all-out straightaway speed. A quarter horse is built for being able to stop and do the turn and the ranch work and things like that. So that's why quarter horses are best for the barrel racing.
And also for the pole bending is pretty much the same thing, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are there, how many studs do you have there?
We have two. Dad's got one, the Streak of La Jolla bred, and then I've got a Dash to Fame.
Do you also train horses?
Yes. We just don't train for other people so much. We've got so many ourselves, and I work, and Dad's retired him, and he's got a buddy, Dave Compton, that they mess with a lot of the young ones, you know, and because they're retired, they have a lot of fun with that. Dad's got leukemia, and poor Dave, is his neck is bothering him enough that, you know, they just got their hands full just messing with the ones we've got. So it keeps us busy. We just mess with our own, really. But Dad and Dave have been helping a lot of young girls, or boys, either one. They love to give riding lessons and things like that, and they don't charge much of anything because it gives them something to do, and they just thrill on the moment. So they've been doing that for several years, training little gals and guys to work girls and poles.
I bet not too many years they trained you too, right?
Oh yes, very much. Both have a super good eye. They've been doing it for a lot of years, so yeah, they definitely keep me honed in too.
Well, now, is there, like, for a beginning, say, barrel racer, is there one flaw that stands out among all of them just learning that?
As a rider, you mean?
Yes.
I think confidence is the biggest hindrance of anybody riding barrels and poles. I can remember I was the queen of warm-up barrels for 10 years. That's what I always tell everybody. Until you get a horse that starts winning for you, until you get the confidence that when you go in that arena and you quit thinking about, oh, I'm going to fall off, oh, I'm going to look stupid, oh, I'm going to, you know, and you start thinking about more what you're in there to do, you know, and you just get over that once they shut that arena gate. I can remember years ago, I would forget how to get the horse around the barrels. I mean, you just go blank when you go in there when you first start out. So just getting that confidence build up is big.
Now, by confidence, do you mean confidence in yourself or confidence in the horse under you?
Both.
Yes.
Both.
That's how it sounds.
Yeah.
The way you described it, that's how it sounds. How long does it take to get that confidence?
It depends. There's a little gal that we helped train up. She's been doing this for just a couple of years. She started on a walking horse 4 years or so ago. She came out here and was maybe doing walking and trotting, and ended up buying a couple of horses off of us, and she started doing the cantering, and then she got to running. She did super good on both horses, and boy, I tell you what, you ought to see her go now. She ended up buying a young horse from some people up north, and she is just doing amazing on everything she sits on now. She's good. She's 15 years old now, I think she is, and boy, in the last just 4 years, she has come a long way. She's something to reckon with already. She's bumping heads with the big ones already. So,
Sandy, where are your facilities located in case somebody wants to come out and talk to you or your dad about training horses or buying one?
We are located 8 miles north of Litchfield. We're probably 2 miles to the east of Honey Bend.
Sandy, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on WSMI.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you for joining us for the Saturday Farm Show. Reporting for Angela Besh, I'm Randy Prangy.